ברשות מוריי ורבותיי, with the permission of Hashem, I would like to explain you a few things. This parasha of this week is the parasha Kitisa. It's the parasha of the Egel, yes? Yes, in this parasha we learn how the Bnei Israel did the Egel. They did the how do you call the Egel in English? The golden cow. A calf, the golden calf. Oh, the golden calf. The Egel. It's idolatry, you know, it is Avodah Zarah and that was after Matan Torah, yes? While Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Asher was the Shamayim. And I would like to ask you a beautiful question. I don't know if in your life you thought about that. I don't know. But we'll see if you thought about that. You see, in the previous parashiyot, we talk about the Mishkan, yes? Yes? We talk about the Mishkan, we talk about all the how to build the Mishkan, the Torah talk how for the clothes of the Kohen Gadol, the clothes of the Kohanim, and about the Aron HaKodesh, the table, the menorah, you know, all the kilim, all the, you know, all what we need in the Mishkan, okay? What I did not understand is why, and now you should know, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, V'asu li Mishkan v'shachati bitucham, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu want a Mishkan that we should build for him a temple, a temple, you know, provisoire, how do you call provisoire? Temporary temple in the desert, till they go to Israel, then they will build, you know, a real Beit HaMikdash. Because when the Bnei Israel did Avodah Zarah, the Shekhinah of Hashem, you know, the Shekhinah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it went from them. So when they did Teshuvah, so the Shekhinah, Moshe Rabbeinu came back again with the Torah from the Shamayim the second time, and then it was in Kippur, then the Shekhinah came back again, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, now if you want that the Shekhinah will come back, you have to build a Beit HaMikdash. My question is, why the Torah, it talk first about how to build the Mishkan, and after the Torah, they talk about the Egel, about the Avodah Zarah that the Bnei Israel did. First, the Torah should write about the Egel that the Bnei Israel did. The Torah should write, Moshe Rabbeinu went to the Shamayim to receive the Torah, after Matan Torah, and then, in the meantime, they did the Egel, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, then Moshe Rabbeinu prayed to Hashem to forgive the Bnei Israel for what they did. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, okay, come up again. And then he told him HaKadosh Baruch Hu about the Mishkan. And then the Torah should write the Torah about the Mishkan. But here, the Torah, it talk about doing the Mishkan, and after the Torah talk about the Egel. Did you understand the question? Can you repeat me the question, please? The order of the Chumash, it's not correct. Yes, you did. The order of the Chumash is not... So you might tell me, En mukdam ohar b'Torah, there is no late. The Torah, it tells you always stories. Sometimes, before it happened, it tells you the story. El mukdam ohar b'Torah. You know, in the Torah, there is no order in the Torah. But you see, when Hashem created the world, it was an order. The Torah wrote the creation of the world in order. In order. And I think for me, it should be very important that the Torah should write about Matan Torah, about going up Moshe to the Shamayim to bring the Torah, and then the Bnei Israel, they did the Egel, and then the correction of the Egel is to build the Mishkan for the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then Shabbat, to talk about Shabbat. Look, next week, Parashat Vayikel, it's talking about Shabbat. I mean, for me, I think for me it would be more correct if it was an order in the story. Kabbalat HaTorah, the Jews received the Torah, And then Moshe Rabbeinu went to the Shamayim to bring the Torah. In the meantime, the Bnei Israel did the Egel, and the tefillot of Moshe Rabbeinu, that Hashem will forgive for the Egel. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, well, now that they did the Egel, they need to do the Mishkan. And then the Torah will talk about the Mishkan, the building of the Beit HaMikdash, the temporary temple in the desert. Yes or not? So why there is no order? This is my question. This is why there is no order in the Torah. Even that the Torah said, El Mukdam U Mohar Torah, but what do you understand? And you see, if the biggest question that I have, why in the parasha of Kitisa, it's as well the parasha of the Shkalim? Yes? The parasha of the Shkalim. You know, and what is the connection of the Shkalim with the Egel? And what it is the connection of the Shkalim and the Egel and Purim, Haman? Ah, now you will see something that you never heard in your life. You can, Be'ezat Hashem, the way I will explain to you the Torah, you will understand a lot of things. You know, every generation, there is the Avodah Zarah of the generation. You know, it's not idolatry every generation. Every generation, there is a kind of Avodah Zarah. Understand? There's in every generation. Today, there is no Avodah Zarah today. Today, people, they don't believe. Today, people, they are more, they are not primitive today. People today, they are clever. Today, they will not take a tree and they will say the tree is God. People today, they will not take the sun and start to pray to the sun, and they will tell you the sun is God. Today people are more clever. Today people they think, but there is a lot of kind of Avodah Zarah of every generation. But there is one kind of Avodah Zarah that it was always Avodah Zarah. All generation is the same Avodah Zarah. Do you know what? Zahav, gold, money. All generation people, their Avodah Zarah, they can have Avodah Zarah, but the Avodah Zarah of all time is Egel Zahav. It's the generation, it's the idolatry of gold, of money. This is the kind of Avodah Zarah. And that's why I think and this parasha is the parashat Shkalim. Exactly the parasha that the Torah talked to you about money, about the Shkalim. On this parasha, the Torah talk about the Avodah Zarah. Because, okay, maybe you don't believe in the Avodah Zarah. Maybe you believe in Hashem. But be careful. You believe in Hashem should be in a way that your love should always be like we say the Kaddish Shema. ואהבת את אדוני אלוהיך בכל לבבך ובכל נפשך ובכל מאודיך. You love to Hashem should be with all your heart, with your neshama, with your soul, and with your money. Okay? That means, or your love to Hashem should be that way. That way. I mean, you cannot say, I love Hashem with my heart, with my soul. No. You have to love Hashem with your heart, with your soul, and even if you have to spend money, to buy a good pair of tefillin, to spend money for Shabbos, to spend money for anything that it's Torah, and you have to give purity to Hashem before your own purity. This is Ahavat Hashem. This is the love of Hashem. And I think this is the reason why in the parashat of Shkalim, the Torah talk about the Avodah Zarah. The Torah talk about Avodah in the parashat of Shkalim. That means always be the one to give your money, the tzedakah. Always give priority to Hashem before your own priority. Otherwise, if you love your money before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is a kind of Avodah Zarah. And I think this is all generation, since the world was created, always the Avodah Zarah that it remained for all of all time is money. It's money. So, I mean, money is good. Of course it's good. With money we can do mitzvot. But you have to know that the money came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It came from Hashem. Because a lot of people, they think that they made the money. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he chose to who he give the money, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he choose to give it to you, so don't forget that it came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You understand? And this is why in this parasha, he talk about the Egel and about the Shkalim. Now we understand a lot of times, now we understand why the connection with this parasha. You see, this parasha as well, we talked before, Moshe Rabbeinu, it said Bnei Israel about that. Hello? Yeah? Before Moshe Rabbeinu, he talked to the Bnei Israel about, he went down because he did the Egel. I think if you will see the parasha, there is there that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was talking to Moshe Rabbeinu about Shabbos. Yes? Once he talked about Shabbos, he told him, hey, Moshe, look down. Lech red, you have to go down. The Jews, they did the Avera. What the connection? Why only the, when Hashem spoke about Shabbos, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu that the Bnei Israel did the Egel. Why? Why? Why not before? Why only because, when Hashem, the Torah talked about Shabbos, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, go down, there is the Jews, they did the Avodah Zarah. Because unfortunately, listen to this. Hashem knew that there will be one Avodah Zarah, that the money is Avodah Zarah. Because it's the only day today that you see most of the good business you do, it's on Shabbos. And a lot of Yitzhara came to people Erev Shabbos. Before Shabbos came, most of the customers came to buy from them. All this because the Yitzhara is very big on Shabbos. And Be'emet, you should have a big imunah to respect Shabbos. Even that you see people working on Shabbat and they make a lot of money and you don't work on Shabbat, you have to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you. You understand me? That the Panasa came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why, because it's very hard that Erev Shabbos on Friday afternoon already have to stop your work and have to go home to prepare for Shabbat. When you see most of the people are still open, and then the next day you listen that people, they made a lot of money on Shabbat and your business is closed on Shabbat. It's very hard. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu give the parasha of Shabbat. Just because before that Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Jews did the Egel, he talked about Shabbat. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to warn us, he want to warn you. Hey, by not respecting Shabbat, you are like doing a Avodah Zarah. By not respecting Shabbat and due to your work to make money on Shabbat or Erev Shabbat, it's like you're doing Avodah Zarah. In the eyes of Hashem, you don't love me. You are not my partner. By keeping Shabbat, you think only about yourself. You think only about how, if I don't open on Shabbat my business, how can I make money? No, the money, Hashem give the money. Because anyone who work on Shabbat, that means he don't have emunah on HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he can give you. And if you don't have emunah on HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he can give you money, and that's why you don't work, that's why you work on Shabbat. So that means this is Avodah Zarah. That means that you believe on something else. What? Money. That means, this is the connection between Shmirat Shabbat and the Avodah Zarah. Because if you see the parasha, Hashem talks to Moshe Rabbeinu about Shabbos, and then he talks to him about the Egel. So my question was, what the connection? The connection is just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to warn you. By keeping Shabbat, that means you believe on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By not keeping Shabbat, you go to work, or even if you don't work, just you don't keep Shabbat, that means you don't believe on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means that you have another Avodah, that means you have another God. That means by not keeping Shabbat, that means you don't believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world on 6 days, on Shabbat they rested. Now, understand this is, I think, the kesher of Parashat Shabbat and Parashat Egel. Now, we understand this is the reason why the Parashat Egel, it's written only in the parashah of the Shkalim. That means you have to give the priority to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that from HaKadosh Baruch Hu came your money, came everything. Otherwise, Hashem Shalom, you will make out of the money Avodah Zarah. Now we understand the kesher. Now we have a book. Now we understand the kesher between the Egel and Parashat Shkalim and Shabbos. You see, okay? Now, still have a question. when there is no order in this parasha. Repeat, please. So you want to tell me, you want to tell me that HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the Rifu'ah before the Makkah. The Rifu'ah before the Makkah. But yes, I understand you. It's a Rifu'ah before the Makkah. I understand you. But I would like to explain your word. Because you're telling me something very good. But according to what you are telling me now, I think it's good what you tell me, but you need something, you need to add something in this beautiful words that HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to write the Refuah before the Makkah. The Refuah before the Makkah. Okay, we will see. But now, let's see now. Now we understand the warning of Hashem, that there is Avodah Zarah. The money is a big Avodah Zarah for all kind of generation. So this is, you have to fight. You have to fight against this kind of Avodah Zarah that is called money. That's why the parasha of Shkalim, it's written in the parasha of the Egel. That's why the parasha of Shabbos and Shkalim and the Egel, it's written in the same parasha. That this is the connection between all those kind of parashiyot. Now, I think we understand the connection of Haman. Haman, you know, I don't know if you and why we call Purim, because Purim it's a lottery. Yes, Haman did a lottery. Which month he decide to destroy, to kill the Jews? My question is, why did Haman, he needed to do a lottery? I mean, he did not to do a lottery. I mean, he just sit and think. Which month is the best to kill the Jews? Why he had to do a lottery? He did not, I mean, Haman, he knows the whole Jewish history. He knows that every month is significant. Every month he has something to do with the Jews. It's a good month. And he knows as well that Adar, it's a good month because Moshe Rabbeinu died. It's a good month for him, but as well, it's a good month for the Jews because on Adar Moshe Rabbeinu was born. Hello. So and who gave the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe. So I mean, I don't understand what kind of lottery Haman did. I don't understand what kind of lottery. I mean, this kind of lottery, I don't understand. I mean, it's a lottery that has no sense. It has no sense, this lottery that Haman did. From here, you understand that Haman, he was negative. Haman, for him, the most important that the Jews has no value in his eyes. You see, Haman, when he did the lottery, it's like he wants to show the Jews, you have not value in my eyes. You have no chashivut on my eyes. Can you imagine that? God forbid. When a man, he doesn't give chashivut to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what he do HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he give him in the hand of other people that he don't give him chashivut. Because the Bnei Israel, they show to Hashem that they have no chashivut on him, and all what they wanted is money. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he showed them that even Ahashverosh, he had no chashivut about them. When Haman, he said to Ahashverosh, I pay you, I give you shkalim, I give you money, sell me the Jews. What Ahasuerus said to Haman, I don't need your money. Take them, do with them whatever you want. Usually, only with money, I mean, if you want to buy a diamond, if the diamond is free, that means the diamond has no chashivut, but when you pay cash, a bigger amount of money for a diamond. So the diamond has a chashivot, yes, his value, yes or no. But if you go to the shop to give to your wife a beautiful diamond, you go, you check, how much is it? $10 million. Wow. And you sign the check. So the, this diamond has a chashivot. When you give it to your eyes, to your wife, it's in the eyes of your wife, a big diamond. But can you imagine, just you go, imagine, you go to your father who sell diamonds, and you ask your father, I want a diamond, how much is it? He tell you, take it free. And you take it, if its value is $10 million, and you give it to your wife. I mean, it has no chashivot, you understand? What made think chashuv when you pay, okay? So you see, Ahasuerus, he didn't get the money for the Jews. He said, Haman, he paid, he wanted to give cash, a big amount of money to buy the Jews from Ahasuerus. And Ahasuerus told him, no, take it, take them, I don't need them. Do whatever you want from them. That means the Bnis had no chashivot. And Rabot, my friend, when Am Yisrael did not follow the steps of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he showed them, well, I'm not value on your eyes, you're not value on my eyes, and you are not, you have no value on the eyes of your enemies. And that's why this parasha, that's why Haman, he could not do the lottery, but he did the lottery to show the Jews, look, you have no chashivut. There is no chashivut. I mean, he didn't care about them. I mean, even that he knows that Moshe Rabbeinu, he was born on Adar, for him, it's not the born is important, the death. For him, Moshe, he died on Chodesh Adar, you will die, and not only you will die, you have no chashivut on us, that's why I do the lottery, and even Hashverosh, he didn't want to get paid for you. That means you have no chashivut, you are not valued in the eyes of the king of Hashverosh. And all this, it's when, God forbid, when we give value to the Olam Hazeh, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu show us that we have no value in his eyes. We are not chashuv in his eyes. Now I understand why the connection Haman, Shkalim, and Avodah Zarah. When we give priority to Avodah Zarah, when we give priority to Olam Hazeh, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he said, well, I have no value in your eyes, so you have no value in my eyes as well. I would like to tell you this. On Tuesday morning, okay? On Tuesday morning, I woke up at 5 o'clock. I went to the railway station, okay? To take the train to come to go from Lyon to Paris, and I saw the railway station was full of people. That means that people were waiting for their trains since 5:30 in the morning. There is people who live 1 hour away. That means they woke up at 4:30 or 4 o'clock in the morning to be. That means people, they will give priority to travel. They will give priority to work. They will give priority to anything. What about Hashem? Who is the priority of Hashem? Is Hashem has any priority or nothing? Okay, sometimes you are anus, sometimes you have no choice, you have to give priority to this and this and this. But okay, but don't forget Hashem. You understand? But if always, in all your life, you give priority to everybody, everything in your life, and you don't give priority to Hashem, that means that Hashem has no value in your eyes. And Hashem considers that like all what you do is like for Avodah Zarah. You only love things for yourself and nothing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that, now I understand. Now, we have one question. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Hashalom talk about Emuna. Shabbos. The parash of next week, that Moshe Rabbeinu talk about Shabbos. Emuna. That means the Avodah Zarah of any generation, it's money. It's heavy Olam Hazeh. Anything that has no value after death. Everything that has no value after death it's Avodah Zarah, if you love them. So that's why Hashem talk about Shabbos. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu talk about Shabbos. That means Shabbos, that means if you keep Shabbat, even if you love, even if you work all week and you give, you show how much you love money, but by keeping Shabbat, you show to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you believe on Him. You understand? But keeping Shabbat is lehefech me'avodah zarah. But keeping Shabbat, that means you are partner to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means that whatever I do all week, I do it because I have to live. But you, Hashem, you have the priority of, you have my biggest priority. Now we understand why Shabbos, it's next to, it's the parish of Shabbat, it's next to the Avodah Zarah. It's next to the Egel. To show you that anyone who keeps Shabbat, this is the contrary of Avodah Zarah. Now we understand why this parasha of Kitisa, it talk about the Egel, about the money, because you have to be mebatel the Avodah Zarah. And how you can be mebatel the Avodah Zarah? By keeping Shabbat, by giving priority always to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now we understand what the connection this parasha of Shkalim between Hamal, Shkanim, Shabbat, Egel, because the Bnei Israel at the time, Hamal ve'Esther, the time of Mordechai ve'Esther, they give priority to the money. So what Hashem showed them, you give priority to the money, you give priority to the Seudah of Hashverosh, to the dinner that Hashverosh made, you give, instead of giving priority, you give priority to Hashverosh, you do whatever Hashverosh asks you to do. You answer his invitation and my invitation to come to Shabbat to pray to me. You don't do it. Okay. So you have no value on me. I send you Haman. That was the onus. So this is, I think this parasha is, it's very rich, this parasha. It's a beautiful parasha to show you how much it's very important to the Emunah on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to give priority to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By not giving priority to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look what anything bad could happen. Now, I would like to ask you one question. Before HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah, what the Torah said? The Bnei Israel, they said, Na'aseh v'nishma. Yes? Na'aseh v'nishma. And what it's incredible is, why they said Na'aseh v'nishma? Why did it not say Nishma v'na'aseh? Usually, when somebody proposes you a business, you don't accept quick the business. First, you ask, you say, show me the business. What about? What kind of business? You want to have this money in your business? First, I want to know what kind of business. And then you sign, if you like the business, or you sign a contract with him. Yes or no? But usually, if I propose you something, you never tell me no. First, you ask me what about. And then you say yes or no. But the Bnei Israel, when Moshe Rabbeinu proposed them the Torah, they said, yes, na'aseh v'nishma. We'll do after we listen. We accept. It's incredible, yes or no? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so proud of them. Yes or no? Hashem was so proud of them. I mean, Hashem was very, 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 very proud to see the Jews that they said Na'aseh v'nishma. Even HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, usually, they should, instead of telling Moshe, the Bnei Israel, instead of Bnei Israel telling Moshe Rabbeinu, what kind of Torah Hashem wants to give us? No. They said Na'aseh v'nishma. It's incredible. 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 If you want to buy a car, if you want to give a car, if you want to give a car to your wife, first, you have to give her a card that she loves. If you want to give her a present, on her birthday present, you will not buy her a card that she will not drive. You will buy her a card that she will. First, you ask her what kind of car you love. Then she tell you, I love this kind of car. I love it. So when you buy her the car, you will know that she will be happy. But if you ask your wife, you want a car? She will tell you, whatever you buy me, I accept. That means it's a special wife, okay? But when she tell you, whatever you buy me, I accept. That means it's special. But usually, you don't even a diamond. You want to buy a beautiful diamond to your wife. She will tell you, of course, she will want the best. She will tell you, buy me the best diamond. But if she tell you, whatever you buy me, I'll accept. Even a small one, whatever you buy me, I'll accept. Ah, it's a special wife. So when it comes to Matan Torah, how the Bnei Israel, I mean, what they say to Hashem, we accept, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will love you, whatever you give us. It's incredible what they did, the Bnei Israel, okay? So listen to this. Just imagine. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he loved Am Israel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he did exactly the same what the Bnei Israel did. What the Bnei Israel said, Na'aseh v'nishma, will do before we receive the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he value this method of the Bnei Israel. He value this love that he showed, how much they love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So for this, the Torah, after Matan Torah, the Torah did not write about the Egel. The Torah first spoke about something else. The Torah, she did not want to speak bad about the Jews. Quick after they received the Torah, they did the Egel. No, the Torah, she talked about something else. As you said, Magdim Rifua Lamaka. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want that. It was so beautiful after the Matan Torah that the Torah will write you about the Egel. You understand? It's so good. We talk so good about the Matan Torah. So good it was the Matan Torah. The Bnei Israel, they achieved a very high level. So it was so beautiful how the Bnei Israel, they said Na'aseh v'nishma. Can you imagine what shock if the Torah will write you? Moshe went up to receive the Torah and the Bnei Israel did the Egel. It's shocking. And could God forbid, it's a big kitrug, that's not good for Am Israel. So that's why the Torah wrote about good things. The Torah, she don't want to give you bad news quick after the good news. The Torah, she talked about the good news, Matan Torah, and then she wrote about the Mishkan. And by talking about the Mishkan, we start to understand what it is the reason about the building of the Mishkan, because they did the Avera. So we prepare ourselves for the Egel, you understand? Because it's shocking. It's like somebody who got married, and we come to announce him, hey, after the wedding, we tell him, your father died. Huh? Huh? Hello? You understand? Just imagine, or somebody who just got married, yes? And he just got married, and after the chuppah, they will come to announce to the husband, you know, your wife that you just got married now, she went with another man. It's shocking. Can you imagine the Bnei Israel? They said to Hashem, Na'aseh v'nishma. They received Torah. They accepted Hashem for them. And then they went to another Avodah Zarah. It's shocking. That's why the Torah did not talk about this. The Torah wanted to prepare us. She wanted to prepare us. It's like a man who got married, and then a man who got married, and then God forbid, his wife, she did something bad, and they prepared the husband how to announce him, how they prepare the public, everybody, how that happened. So we could accept it, you know. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu can accept it. We can accept it. I mean, it's shocking that the Torah, it will write you. And it's not good for the Jews. That the Torah will write you quick, straight away after the Matan Torah. Look what the Bnei Israel did. It's not good. Understand? So the Torah starts to talk about something. How to be mebatel the money. How to prepare yourself to be a Mishkan for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then the Torah talk about the Avodah Zarah. Look, Hashem, El Mugdam. Now we understand the answer of our question. Why there is no order? Because of the Chashivut of the Bnei Israel. Okay? That's why there is no order in this parasha. Because if the Torah will write in order what the Bnei Israel did after Matan Torah, it's no good for the Bnei Israel. It's a bad news. It's a bad ketem. It's a bad mark. It's no good. For generations, it's no good. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to write something no good in the parasha after Matan Torah. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to do exactly what we did. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, hey, what you did? You did Na'aseh V'Nishma. You said that we'll do before we accept the Torah. So me as well, I will write in the Torah that you receive the Torah, that you are the Mishkan, that every Jew is the Mishkan, and then I will write about the Avodah Zarah. I will not write the Avodah Zarah before you. You will be Mishkan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Me as well, I will write in the Torah that Na'aseh V'Nishma. How in my way? What it is the way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Na'aseh V'Nishma that the Torah wrote about the Mishkan, and then the Torah wrote about the Avodah Zarah. Did you understand the answer? What it is the answer? But the real answer is because the place they said Na'aseh V'Nishma, Hashem said you say you accept the Torah before you listen about the Torah, so I will do the same with you. I will not write in the Torah the Avera that you did after Matan Torah. I will write that you received the Torah. I will write that that everyone ve'asu l'mishkan ve'shachati b'docham. I will write that every Jew should be a Mishkan for HaKadosh Baruch Hu without telling about the Avodah Zarah. Without telling that the reason why I want every Jew to be my Mishkan because they did Avodah Zarah. And once I will write this, then I will write about the Avodah Zarah that you did. You understand that? That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before he look about the Avera, about the sin that we did, HaKadosh Baruch Hu look first about us as a Jew. Hey, before I punish them, I want to see who they are. They are Jewish. They are the Zera Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov. When Hashem posed in his eyes, what we are, that we are Zera Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, then after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he wants to punish us, the punishment is weak, is light. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he see a Jew doing a Avera, and he don't look who is his grandfather, when he punish him, he could punish him very, very hard. But first, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Beroge Ezrachim Tizkor, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu punish the Jews for the Avera that he did, first, he see his misery record. First, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he see how much that the Jews, before their Jews, first, they received the Torah. Wow. First, they said Na'aseh V'Nishma. Wow. Very. First, they are Zera Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov. Ah, very good. Well, after that I see Hashem, he see all this, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu analyze what the Avera did. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu do the Cheshvon, well, because they said Na'aseh V'Nishma, and because they are the Zera Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, so because of that, so the punishment will be light. Just imagine, somebody who killed somebody, and the police arrested him, and they take him to judge him, okay? And when the judge start to judge him, he tell him, who are you? He answer, who is your father? My father. And when the judge listen that his father is his friend, how is going to judge him? Bad or good? Light or hard? Why? Because his father is the it was his friend. But just imagine that the judge, he doesn't know about this one, nobody, nothing. And he didn't ask him, who is your father? And when he started to judge him, how is he going to judge him? Light or strong? Strong, you understand? That way, as you said before, Magdim Refuah Lamaka. Beautiful what you said. Beautiful. You said HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Magdim Refuah Lamaka. Before HaKadosh Baruch Hu punish somebody, he see how much, what, all kind of mitzvot that he did, what the good things that he did, the good thing that his father did, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu judge the man. You understand? But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't look all the good things that the people do, so God forbid the punishment could be very, very, very bad. Now we understand why in this parashat of the Egel, Yesh Mugdam, why it's that's why there is no order. Because if when it comes to the benefit for the Jews, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do orders, But if it, but for something that could do only good things to Am Israel, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he gives order. But when it's something that he has no, it could be prejudice to Am Israel, Hashem, he doesn't do order. So Be'ez Hashem, I pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu give you bracha v'atzlacha and bri'ut, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will always be purity, he will give you always a good priority, and Be'ez Hashem, Mishinichnas Adar, Ma'abim v'simcha, now we are not the beginning of Adar, now we are in the middle of Adar, I know, Baruch Hashem, all of you, that you give priority to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I know that all the rest of the world has no value in your eyes. Your most priority is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, and I think this is the real Ben Chorin. The real freedom from the Tzara, the real freedom from any kind of Avodah Zarah, when you have belief, when you have Emunah on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you always you give priority to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you are free from all kind of Avodah Zarah. So that's why Purim it's before Pesach, because Pesach it's freedom, and Purim it's shkalim, mashmiim al shkalim. Purim it's a symbol of money. So the Torah wants to show you, the Torah wants to warn you. The only way to be mibatet, the only way to be a free man, free to be Eved Hashem, the slave of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to be always under the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you had the Mebatel, Mashmiah El Ashkalim, the Shkalim, the money, it's nothing, it's only Shmiah, it's only, it's not, it's it has no value in your eyes. That means only, that way, the Gemara says, Be'adah Mashmi'im El Ashkalim, and the month of Adar, just you be Shumi'ah. I mean, no Achiza on the Shkalim. I mean, the Shkalim, it's only it's like something that you listen. It's not something that is in your hand. That's the way you have to consider the money. This is the, because when you consider money that way, that means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in your priority. And this is what we need. We need that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be in first on our priority, especially in our generation that we listen. Look, the crash. This big crash that what happened in the world. Mamash, it's a lot of musar. I would like just to tell you a story that I heard. Can you listen to this story? Just a small story. It's a beautiful story that I heard. It was somebody that he was in his office. He was in the fifth floor or the sixth floor. And suddenly people, he was counting his money. And he was making orders. The money is in his safe, and the people they left and they closed the office. So when he finished, he saw that people they closed the door and they left him inside. So what he did, it was very hot, they switched off the air condition, and he was very very thirsty. So he was suffering. So he opened the window and he started screaming, hey, please. Nobody listened to him. So you know what he did? He took money. Listen to me. He took money, dollars, and he started throwing dollars from the window. And he said, maybe if I throw dollars from the window, people they will left their eyes to see from where the dollars come. So when they will see me, I will tell them that I'm here, I'm stuck here. Go come up and open. I will scream, and they start to throw dollars. And people they saw dollars come in the floor. They started to collect the money. And they were screaming, and no one left off his eyes to see from where the dollars come. What he did, he started to throw on them stones. When they received stones on their head, they pick up their eyes to see from where the stones are falling. So he told them, when I throw the dollars on you, no one left off his eyes to see from where the dollars come. But when I throw stones on you, everybody wants to see from where the stones are coming. When the Shefa come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, people, they don't see from where the Shefa come. Do they deserve the Shefa or not? They just collect the Shefa without telling thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when HaKadosh Hu start to do cries, and sent some stones on their head. So quick, they started to do Chishvon Nefesh. Why this happened to us? Why this happened? Unfortunately, I'm sorry to tell this story. You are not concerned about this story. You are a tzaddik. You do a lot of good things. And Be'ezat Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will give you bracha ve'atzlacha. Because I know all with the mitzvot that you do, even with the cries, you do mitzvot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you back everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu protect you. He will protect you. I know you are not concerned about all this shiur that I told you this morning. Your priority is Hashem. The proof, you wake up at 6 o'clock, at 5 o'clock to study Torah. And I know what you do. I know that your priority is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I pray for you. We're still Chodesh Adar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be always with you, with your wife, your children, all you, with all your family. Amen.